This week, Syrian refugees living in Connecticut met with Governor Dana Malloy, refugee agency workers, and volunteers from the Jewish community. They thanked leaders for welcoming them to the United States this year. WSHU's Cassandra Basler was at the meeting at the Jewish Community Center of Greater New Haven.
About 60 Syrian families have settled in Connecticut in the past year. Wafa's family is one of them. She arrived with her husband and three of her kids in March and spoke no English. Now Wafa says she's thankful for the Danbury community that has helped her learn.
I'm very thankful with everybody. I'm very happy everything to my family. Thank you very much.
Wafa says she went to three job interviews in one day and got hired with her English skills. Karen Foster and Danbury Area Refugee Assistance helped her get there. That's a group that works with refugee settlement agencies to help Wafa's family settle in.
Our co-sponsor group has volunteers that have helped the family, and they've gone and done English tutoring with the family one-on-one. And Wafa has practiced on her own, and she's really worked very hard to learn English so that not only she can get a job, but so she can just go to the grocery store and do things on her own.
Governor Dana Malloy reflected on the Syrian family that came to Connecticut last fall after they were turned away from Indiana. That family could not attend because the mother was in college taking English classes, the son was in school, and the father was at work. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.